exercise change.
It's funny actually, because even people that are achieving their goals sometimes find this question quite difficult. So I'm going to ask you that question now. What is it exactly that motivates you to do the things you do?
It's quite funny because I asked a tricker, those guys who combine martial arts with gymnastics, if he would do the same, if he did the same things if he was the only person in the world. And he's like, he wasn't too sure about it, and he really admitted that it is about showmanship and it is about showing off. And I think there's an element in martial arts for most people to pick it up.
Sure.
They're not picking up for health reasons, and I certainly picked it up because it looks cool.
Okay, so a bit of ego there?
There was definitely ego at the beginning, but later on it pretty much disappeared.
Okay.
Because it was really about health reasons.
Right, so it started off not maybe entirely about ego, but that was a big part of it. And
yeah.
Is that part of it still there at all?
No, it's really about well-being now, because I get instant rewards. I get much more done, to be honest, during the day.
Sure. So I guess the feeling that training gives you is motivation enough at the moment.
Yeah. It's like if you eat and you feel good, you probably it's just a cycle of instant reward.
Sure.
And encouragement, I suppose.
And I know we'll come back to this as well, but I guess the first step in knowing you feel good is actually it's being aware of how the things you do affect you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you know that when you don't train you get sore joints, or when you eat bad food you don't feel good, then it makes your decision easier.
Yeah, it should make it easier. It's also, I'm really amazed by the human body, just what it can do. Like, some guy one day must have just spent some time and be like, oh, maybe I can jump up in the air, do a roly-poly and land on my feet.
Yeah.
And just done it, probably just done it.
Yeah.
Like some odd caveman or something.
Yeah, sure. The first ever forward flip might have been an interesting one to see.
Yeah. It's that motivation of trying to, it's like an ultimate potential in your body, your ability. And so many people probably can do a really good cartwheel or something quite basic, or even something a bit more advanced, but they just have to put their mind into it.
Sure.
And if you don't explore that, it's a bit of a waste.
Sure.
It's like a piece of land that you leave uncultivated, but there's like lots of minerals and stuff in the ground.
So I guess that for you, it's hard to be wondering about that stuff. You actually want to go out there and see if you can or not.
Yeah.